Hey church, happy new year. It's so good to see you all in the house this morning. I hope that you've enjoyed or are still enjoying your summer holidays. Summer is a vibe and a half, yeah? I'm sure some of you are enjoying the beach, some of you are enjoying the good food, some enjoying the sun, the volleyball, the outdoor music, and some probably even enjoying the dancing. How many of you love to dance? Oh, you guys are all in denial. You love to dance. But how many of you have ever tried to dance to a rhythm that wasn't really your vibe? It's not really your... Have you ever been to one of those Pacific Island weddings, you know, and then they decide to do this thing called Around the World, and then these Cook Island dancers come out into the audience and they grab everybody and you go up there and you're like, I didn't sign up for this. Life can feel a little bit like that sometimes. You know, the rhythm of life picks up. You're just trying to keep up with the beat, but it's too fast sometimes, too complicated sometimes, a little bit too overwhelming. You're probably thinking, I didn't sign up for this remix, because 1 minute you're cruising through a smooth melody and the next it's like someone threw you into this full-on Cook Island dance, stomps, slaps, shouts, shakes, and all you're doing is just trying to survive the beat. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, let's be a little bit more real in here. How many of you feel like life sometimes pulls you under? Like the rhythm of this world is so chaotic that you sometimes find yourself hanging on for dear life, hoping that you don't trip over your own feet. Well, what if I told you that actually there's another rhythm? What if I told you that actually there's a rhythm that doesn't pull you under but lifts you up? What if I told you that there's a rhythm, that there's a beat that isn't out to exhaust you but to restore you? What if I told you that there's a rhythm that's not the frantic rhythm of hustle culture? It's not the constant tempo of more, faster, now. It's the rhythm of rest. A rhythm that is steady. A rhythm that's gentle and perfectly in sync with who God has called you to be. You see, you don't have to live out of sync anymore. You don't have to stumble through life, gasping for breath, trying to keep up with a world that won't slow down. No, because Jesus is calling you to a new rhythm in 2025. It's a rhythm of rest, a rhythm of peace, a rhythm that sets you free to move with purpose and with joy. If you've walked into 2025 feeling like you're just trying to survive the beat, you're stressed, you're tired, you're worn out from trying to keep the pace of expectations of work, expectations of family, expectations of society, you're out here doing the dance, but you're actually wondering, how can I keep this up? I came to tell you today that you don't have to just survive the rhythm called life. You can dance your way through it. You can find your groove. You can find joy in the steps that you're taking, because there's a better way, a higher way, a divine rhythm that Jesus is inviting you into, the rhythm of rest. Let's go to the word of God. Matthew 11 verse 28 to 30 says this: Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God bless the reading of his word. You know, before we get into the heart of the message, let's set the scene, because I don't want you to miss what's really happening in the text today. Now, Jesus is speaking at a time when the people of Israel were heavy laden. They weren't just tired from work or physical exertion. There was a spiritual weariness that had settled in. The religious system of the day, led by these groups called the Pharisees and the scribes, they had piled on layers and layers of rules and regulations and traditions. It wasn't just the law of Moses they were following. It was all the additional interpretations and burdens that these religious rulers had added. They loved following rules and adding rules. See, when you hear yoke in our text today, you have to understand the historical context of what that meant. In the first century, the yoke was a metaphor for the law, which was often depicted as this heavy, unyielding load that the people had to carry. The Pharisees were known for placing unrealistic expectations on people. They would demand perfection. They would demand rituals. They would demand sacrifices. They would demand a level of righteousness that was impossible for anybody to live up to. That's why the people were weary. They were tired from trying to live up to the standard that these Pharisees and scribes had created. Imagine living every day under that weight. Imagine waking up every morning feeling like you're already failing before the day even begins. Imagine trying to live right, trying to do right, but it always feels like you're falling short. This was the reality for the people of the day. They had been told that in order to be righteous, they had to meet impossible standards. The burden of the law had become too heavy for them to bear. But then Jesus comes. Jesus steps onto the scene and he says something that is radically different. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This wasn't just an invitation. It was a revolutionary declaration. Jesus was offering rest to those who were worn out by the weight of religion, to those who had been trying to earn God's favor through effort and ritual. He wasn't just offering a physical rest. He was offering a spiritual rest. A rest that would free them from the crushing weight of perfectionism. A rest that would free them from the relentless pursuit of trying to earn God's love. From the burden of self-righteousness that had kept them shackled. But here's the kicker. Jesus didn't just stop there. He didn't say, just rest and then do nothing. No, he invites them to take on his yoke. A yoke that was different, a yoke that was easy and a burden that was light. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus was calling them to take a new kind of yoke, a yoke that wasn't about works or performance or rules, but about a relationship with him. A relationship where he would carry the weight for them, where they would walk in his grace and learn from his example. A yoke that didn't burden them with impossible standards, but lifted them with the power of his grace. You know, before we dive into our text today, I want you to understand the depth of what Jesus was offering. He wasn't just offering comfort. He was offering a new way of living. A way of living where you don't have to keep striving and fighting to earn God's love. You can just simply rest in his love. A way of living where you don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders because he's already carrying that for you. This is the foundation of what we're talking about today. The first point is, that I want us to look at is the invitation to rest. Ooh, the first word that comes out of Jesus' mouth wasn't go. It wasn't do. It wasn't try harder or get it right. No, the first word that Jesus speaks is come to me. He didn't say come to a church. He didn't say come to religion or rituals or a system or another checklist of rules that you will never be able to keep. He didn't even say come to a perfect version of yourself. No, the first thing that he says is come to me. Bring your tired, bring your broken, bring your frustrated self and come to me. He doesn't invite you into exhaustion. He invites you into rest. But here's the problem. The world has a rhythm too. But the rhythm that the world screams is simply this: run harder, work until you break, keep striving, keep grinding, keep pushing, keep proving that you're good enough, hustle faster, keep pushing till you drop. That's the beat that the world is marching to. And it's the same reason why so many of us are worn out, burnt out, and tapped out. The world will have you running to success, have you running to people, have you running to achievements, running to everything else but the God who can actually give you rest. But Jesus, I love how he flips the script. He has a different rhythm. He says, come to me and I'll give you rest. Not like the world gives, not temporary rest, not rest that wears off when Monday comes around, but soul rest, the kind of rest that keeps your heart steady when life gets shaky. Rest that anchors you when the storms of life are raging. Rest that fills you when everything else around you tries to empty you. Rest that reminds you that you don't have to hustle for what's already been given to you by grace. So let me ask you on this first Sunday of 2025, what have you been running to for rest? I want you to think about that for a moment. Are you running to your career to find rest? Are you running to your money? Maybe you're running to social media. Are you running to people for validation? Or maybe you're just running away from your problems altogether, hoping they'll just disappear on their own. What are you running to for rest? Here's the truth you need to know today. Whatever you run to will either give you rest or it will wear you out. And if you're running to the things of this world, chances are you're already tired. You're already close to empty. And what day is it today? Fourth Sunday. And it's the first Sunday of 2025 and you're already tired. I'm telling you though, but if you run to Jesus, he'll give you the rest for your soul. And the rest he offers isn't an escape from responsibility. It's peace in the middle of it. He's not saying, quit your job, drop your responsibilities. No, he's saying, come to me and I'll change the way you carry your job. I'll change the way that you carry your responsibility. I'll give you peace when the pressure is on. I'll give you joy in the middle of your pain. I'll give you strength when life is too heavy to bear. But it all starts with a choice, somebody. The world says, run faster. But Jesus says, come to me. What rhythm is guiding your life in 2025? The second thing I want us to look at is the yoke of Jesus. He says, take my yoke upon you. Jesus doesn't stop at come to me. The next thing he says is, take my yoke upon you. A yoke isn't just a tool. It's a symbol of connection. It's a symbol of shared work. It's a symbol of walking in rhythm with someone else. Actually, there are a couple of pictures here that I want you to see. A yoke is what binds two oxen together to pull a load. That's what a yoke is. And then there's another picture of what the yoke looks like on two oxen. See, I don't want you to miss this. When Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, he's not asking you to carry your burdens alone. He's saying, let me carry this with you. Is it okay if I go there for a quick second? You see, some of us have been pulling our life's load by ourselves. You've been out here trying to carry your family by yourself, trying to carry your finances by yourself, trying to carry your future by yourself, and it's wearing you out. You're yoked to stress. You're yoked to worry. You're yoked to expectations that were never yours to carry in the first place. But Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. And here's what I love. A yoke isn't just about carrying the load. It's about finding rhythm. When two oxen are yoked together, one leads while the other follows. And Jesus is saying, let me lead. Let me set the pace. Stop trying to outrun your grace. See, some of us are moving too fast, trying to make things happen in our own strength. Others stuck, moving too slow because fear has paralyzed you. Jesus is saying to you this morning, walk with me. Match your steps with my steps. Let's move together. So let me ask you today, what are you yoked to? Are you yoked to anxiety? Are you yoked to people pleasing? Are you yoked to the shame from your past? Because whatever it is, or whoever it is that you're yoked to, it's going to set the rhythm of your life in 2025. And if it ain't Jesus, then I'm sorry to say, but it's going to weigh you down. You see, when you take on Jesus' yoke, everything shifts. Everything changes. You start moving at the pace of grace. You start walking in peace. You start living in purpose. People start looking at you funny and they're like, you're crazy. But you just can't help but laugh it off, because since you've been yoked to Jesus, you've been moving at the rhythm of rest. Things don't bother you like they used to. Things aren't as heavy to you no more. And here's the best part. You're not even pulling that weight alone. Jesus is right there with you, shoulder to shoulder, step by step, saying, I've got this. I've got you. Keep moving. Somebody needs to hear this today. Stop carrying what was never yours to carry. Stop trying to solve problems by yourself. Stop trying to control every outcome. Take Jesus' yoke. Let him lead. Let him strengthen you. Let him guide you in the rhythm of rest. Let me ask you today, who are you walking with? Who's setting your rhythm? You know, if you've been walking alone, if you've been yoked to the wrong things, today is a day to drop that heavy yoke and take on Jesus' yoke. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Will you trust him enough to let him lead in 2025? Because I'm telling you, once you do, you'll discover that his rhythm isn't a burden, it's shared strength. The third thing I want us to look at is the heart of Jesus. I am gentle and humble in heart. I want you to hear me right now. Jesus said, I'm gentle and humble in heart. You know, you got to understand something. This is more than just a nice sounding phrase. This is the foundation of everything that Jesus is offering us. And you need to know that rest cannot be found outside of the gentle and humble heart. When Jesus says he's gentle, he's not talking about weak or passive. No, gentleness means power that's under control. It means that God, in all of his glory, he's got the ability to wipe out everything that's in his path. But instead, he chooses to move with grace and compassion. He's got all the strength in the world, but he uses it to lift you up and not crush you. His gentleness is his power to bring peace to your soul. You see, when you're always fighting and always battling and always trying to prove yourself, you will never find rest. But when you choose gentleness, when you stop fighting to be right, when you stop trying to control every situation, rest comes. You know, the reason some of us ain't got rest in our lives is because you're still trying to fight your way through. Let go. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. I'm gentle and humble in heart. And I'm telling you right now, rest can only come when you lay down your weapons of control and let Jesus lead you with gentleness. He also says, I'm humble in heart. Humility, that word right there is just a game changer. Humility is the strength to recognize that God is in control and you're not. It's the ability to say, I don't have to have the last say. I don't have to have the last word. I don't have to be the one that's always right. I don't have to make everything about me. Humility is saying, I trust God enough to know that he's going to take care of everything. The rest that Jesus gives, it cannot be found outside of a gentle and humble heart. Let me ask you today, what's keeping you from walking in gentleness and humility this year? What's keeping you from finding true rest? What are you still trying to hold on to that you need to let go of? It's time to let go of pride. It's time to let go of control. And it's time to let Jesus take the lead. When you get in sync with the heart of Jesus, when you get into the rhythm with his gentleness and his humility, you will find the rest that your soul has been searching and longing for. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I'll give you rest. I'm telling you today, you can't find that rest anywhere else. The rest that your soul is longing for is only found in him, gentle and humble in heart. Turn to the person next to you and say, are you gentle and humble in heart? If I can ask the team to join me. Fourth and finally, I want to close by looking at the lightness of Jesus' yoke. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, when Jesus says, my yoke is easy and burden is light, he's not just, you know, doing a mic drop moment and dropping a simple line. No, he's offering us a revelation. This is where it all changes. He's saying, I'm about to lift the weight that's been crushing you and I'm going to give you something that's going to free you. You know, this word easy in the Greek is the word Christos, which means gentle or gracious. When Jesus says that his yoke is easy, what he's really telling you is that his grace is bigger than your struggle. You've been weighed down by rules, weighed down by religion, weighed down by expectations, but Jesus says, come to me. I'm not here to burden you. I'm here to love you. I'm here to show you the kindness of God. His yoke is kind. His yoke is gentle. His yoke is full of grace. It's not about rules and regulations. It's about relationship. It's about redemption. It's about freedom. And that word light in the text is the Greek word elephron, which means not oppressive. It means freeing. And Jesus said, my burden is light. He said, my burden is not oppressive. My burden is freeing. Church, he's not saying that life won't have its challenges. No. What he's saying is that he's going to give you the power to carry what you couldn't carry before. He's going to give you peace where there was anxiety. He's going to give you strength where there was weakness. He's going to give you joy where there was sorrow. The world's burden is heavy. It'll drag you down. It'll break you down, but Jesus, he takes the weight of it all. He gives you his strength, his peace. He gives you his rest. And when you are yoked to him, what you thought would crush you doesn't even faze you anymore. So when Jesus says his yoke is easy and his burden is light, he's telling you that grace is going to empower you to do what you could never do on your own. His yoke isn't just easy because it's less work. It's easy because he's doing the heavy lifting. He's carrying the load, and all you have to do is stay in step with him. Yes. And when you walk in rhythm with him, you'll realize the burden and that you thought you couldn't bear is nothing compared to the grace that's carrying you. Church, let me tell you something. Too many of us have been walking through life like we're just trying to survive the rhythm. I came to tell you this morning, God didn't call you to endure the rhythm of life. He didn't call you just to survive the beat of life. He called you to dance through it. Yes. Now, when I say dance, I'm not talking about some surface level, happy-go-lucky kind of thing. No, I'm talking about moving in time with the Spirit of God. I'm talking about stepping into the rhythm He has set for your life. You're not just trying to keep up. You're not just trying to survive. You're moving in sync with God. You are feeling, you're following His leading. You are trusting His guidance. And with every step, with every turn, with every movement, you're not heavy, you're light. You're not struggling, you're soaring. You're dancing your way through life. And you see, the thing is, when you learn to dance to the rhythm of rest, you realize something. You realize that the pressure's gone. The burden's lifted. The rhythm of rest doesn't exhaust you. It ought to energize you. It doesn't crush you. It elevates you. And you don't have to force your own steps anymore. You don't have to try to find your own way. When you are yoked to Jesus, you're walking in the same rhythm that He's walking in, and He's walking with ease. You see, when you're in rhythm with Jesus, you can let go of the need to control every step. You can stop trying to be the one to lead. He's the one who knows the moves. He's the one who knows the tempo of your life. He's the one who knows the beat of your life. And when you trust Him, when you lean into His rhythm, you begin to feel something shift in your spirit. I know you've been tired. I know you've been weary. But with Jesus, there's a rhythm that transforms your struggle into strength. There's a rhythm that takes your pain and turns it into praise. You're not just surviving the beat. You're dancing to it because you're yoked to the one who created the rhythm of life itself. Church, this is your year to dance. The enemy wants you to think that you're just barely holding it together, barely making it through. The enemy may try to press in stress and worry this year, but you better believe that you're grounded in a rhythm that nothing in this world can shake. That world may even turn up the volume on its loud, chaotic track, but you're dancing to a sound that's higher, that's stronger, and rooted in rest. When you become yoked to Jesus, church, the old song fades away. You're not dancing to the beat of shame no more. You're not dancing to fear no more. You're not dancing to the beat of religion no more. You've stepped into a new rhythm called rest. Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm stepping into a new rhythm. I'm stepping into a new rhythm. I might not know how to salsa. I might not know how to rumba. I might not know how to break dance. I might not know how to moonwalk. But there's one thing I know how to do: rest. That means I can dance through pain. I can dance through the storm. I can dance through struggle. I can dance through disappointment because I'm not walking alone. I'm yoked to Jesus, the one who carries the weight, the one who knows the rhythm of my soul, the one who's already won the victory for me. I'm talking to somebody who's been stuck in survival mode for so long, just getting through the days, trying to make it. Today, the word of the Lord for you is switch the beat. He's calling you to a rhythm of rest. He's calling you to a rhythm of grace. He's calling you to a rhythm of peace. And when you take on His yoke, when you learn from Him, you're not going to be able to help it, but you're going to find yourself dancing in 2025. So don't just make it through 2025, church. Move your way through it with joy. Move through it with freedom. Move through it with purpose. You don't have to struggle against the beat of life anymore. You can dance through it because you've got Jesus. His peace is your peace. His grace is your grace. His rhythm of rest becomes your rhythm of rest. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, why don't we close our eyes and bow our heads this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the rest that comes from knowing Jesus. We thank you for the invitation that He gives to come to Him and find peace for our weary souls. We lay down our burdens at your feet today, O God. We trust you to carry the weight that we can't bear. Help us to walk in the light yoke of grace and follow you with gentleness and humbleness of heart. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Oh, there's reawakening in the room. For those who've been slumbering and sleeping, for those who've been trapped in hopelessness, for those who haven't been walking in step with Jesus, there's reawakening in the room. With every eye closed, every head bowed. If you're here today and you'd say, that's me, I haven't been walking in step with Jesus, but today I want to walk in step with Him again. I've gone my own way for too long and it's got me nowhere, but today I am accepting His invitation to come to Him and find rest. If that's you, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. Because the best thing that you could do for yourself in 2025 is to start in step in relationship with Jesus. And so if that's you today, I'm going to count to three. Raise your hand. One, two, three. If that's you, raise your hand. Thank you, 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 thank you. Any other hands in the room who are saying, I need to start in step with Jesus? Awesome, thank you. Awesome, thank you. Let's pray this prayer together. And know this prayer doesn't save you, Jesus saves you. But this prayer is you saying, I'm putting my faith in Jesus today. Say this, say, dear Jesus, I confess I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Today, I give my life to Jesus, holding nothing back. I turn from sin. I follow you. Thanks to you, I'm free. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.